You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Last year, 15 straight wins to start the season. Cavaliers were the talk of the NBA. Kenny Atkinson, the most brilliant coach ever to coach on the NBA sidelines. By the way, I like Kenny, and I thought he did a great job. And I think he's a really good coach. And he's a really good coach now, even though the team is struggling. So it's not coaching. But I wonder, there are a lot of things here. And they're not playing well now. Okay, you have injuries. Is that an excuse or is that a fact? Is that what this is all about? Are they a team that decided, you know, everything we did early last year, that we just kicked everybody's, you know what? And then we got to the playoffs and we weren't there and we didn't have it. So this year we're just going to like go, somebody's going to sit tonight. Somebody's injured. Yeah, you're out a couple of weeks. Just sit down. Don't worry about it. And we're going to really get this thing going after the All-Star break. And is that okay? And is that a way to do it? Because last year, kicking everybody's, you know what, Dan, early on didn't do you anything because you got knocked out in the second round again. It's, you know, there are a lot of different thoughts that can go into what's going on with the Cavaliers right now. And I don't know which one is right.
Donovan Mitchell looks like a guy right now who is like, I am giving you everything I have in the tank. And we are still somehow coming up short. And that's the kind of stuff that I look at and circle, because we all know wear and tear typically leads to injuries. And we ran into a playoff situation last year where he was dealing with a lower leg injury during the playoffs. And so I don't love the idea of having to ride Donovan Mitchell to get you into the playoffs and then go from there. It should be a team aspect to win you these games. And it hasn't been. And especially in these fourth quarters, it's really just turning into, okay, give the ball to Donovan Mitchell.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say,
get the hell out of the way.
You're riding Donovan Mitchell to get regular season wins.
Yeah. You can't live that life. That's not a life that says playoff success.
I agree with you completely. Charlie's in Avon Lake. Charlie, welcome. 216-474-0092.
All right, Charlie. Called.
Good morning, fellas. Well, so my name is Dr. Charlie. That's what I go by. And I prescribed a lot of prescriptions to fix this problem that they got. You see, what they have right now, which a lot of people are starting to get, especially the people from Cleveland, is called Cleveland Brown Syndrome, okay? And the prescription I can actually get to you guys, you can go get well, is just leave the whole town. You got to get up out of Cleveland.
All right, Charlie, what? Thanks. We're not playing along, Charlie.
Yeah, yeah, that one baffled me.
Yeah, we're not playing along, but we will entertain the mayor. Ken's in Brooklyn. Hi, Ken.
Mr. Mayor?
Good morning. I have a lot to get to, Jeff, okay? And Dan.
State of the Union.
Let me have the floor, okay?
Welcome to the Ken Show.
First of all, thank you. First of all, okay, I'll accept injuries. All right? I'll accept injuries, but I'm not going to accept no heart. All right? Get your butt out there and play, and when the ball goes up, that's like clocking time, okay? Like you, me and you and everybody else in America has to be at work at a certain time. And it's time to get going when that ball goes in the air. And they're not doing that. So here's the deal. They're jacking up threes. They're not even shooting threes. They're jacking them up. They're not following through on their shots, all right? They're short-arming the ball. And then what happens is the teams now, they're not even shooting. They're shooting like 30-some percent from three. And what's happening is teams know this, and they're sending guys on runouts. Every team is doing this, and they know because the Cavs aren't shooting threes well, and they got layups. They're basically basket hanging, okay? And, you know, this is something that I said last year. You guys know who I wanted the Cavs to pick. I wanted them to find a way to go get the kid from Creighton. Now, he ain't lighting the world on fire. He's not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay, or Shaq, but this kid's playing. And what they did is instead of going out there and getting a big, as Coach Luke would say, got to have the bigs, they got another small guard. I don't care how he's playing. They needed a big, and Jeff, you brought it up. This team is not big right now, and they're not using DeAndre Hunter right. They're just not doing things the way they're supposed to.
Ken,
and the other thing
this
I want to remind everybody about, the Cavs have a swap deal for the Jazz's pick this year.
Right.
Okay, these people.
It's your number two of the Donovan Mitchell payout.
Something like that, yeah.
Right. Here's the thing, guys. We have a team that thinks they can just roll the ball out, and right now they still have a target on their back because of how they played last year, and they don't get it. Please, even Garrity after a halftime the other day said, we're shooting too many threes. What do they do? They're right back shooting threes.
Ken, how about this? And Ken, thank you, bud. Right now, the Cavaliers are second in the NBA in three-point attempts. So they were first in three-point attempts per game.
Oh, but that's...
They're 0.1 behind the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, per game. Okay.
Per game.
All right.
Warriors are putting up 44 threes per game. Cavs are right there, 43.9.
I was going to say, they're first in overall attempts.
And in percentage, this just baffles me. They're 30th.
Not good, Bob.
They're 30th in percentage. So, in other words, we're not doing something well, so let's do more of it. That's mind-boggling to me. And that now, that does come down to coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right now, the Cavaliers are making 33.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
0.8% of their threes. 30th in the NBA. The only team shooting worse behind the line, Portland and Indiana. And yet the Cavs are putting up the second most threes per game. That's one of those things that you look at it, a junior high coach could say, we're not a good three-point shooting team, so let's not shoot a lot of threes. And what can set up three-point shooting? Getting the ball inside a little bit and getting a little more space out there for your shooters. So something clearly needs to be tweaked there.
Get to the basket. I mean, it's
simple.
That's how you start finding these ways, because you get to the basket, then you get to the line, then you start seeing the ball go in, and then you can start seeing the three-pointers start to go in, because you need this, just get that flow going, and it can't just be, okay, Donovan Mitchell, walk into another 25-footer. Save us, Donovan Mitchell. You're my only hope. Like, that's truly what the fourth quarter offense has turned into. It's, okay, start hitting, you know, step back three, start hitting where you walk up the floor and then hit the three from 28 feet. Just, that's not going to cut it. You have to find offense in other places.
Thomas is in Shaker. Hello, Thomas.
How are you, Thomas?
Hey, Jeff.
Dan.
Dan, you're sorry. Good, buddy. I understand.
Dan, I'm sorry, man. Again,
It's fine.
You're funny, dude. You're cracking me up all the time. Nice. Jeff, you know, watching Donovan, it reminds me of the days when you used to cover the Cavs back in like the early 2000s. When you have LeBron James kind of like just taking over the game and winning games for us, single-handedly, but he looked gassed at the end of the game. That's why I feel like watching Donovan Mitchell. I'm just screaming at television, man, get this man some help.
So in other words, LeBron's first 7 years here, Thomas.
Yep.
The first go-around, yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I do understand the cap situation with the second apron and everything, but I honestly, Jeff, and I hate saying this, I really like Garland, but I desperately just think to myself, man, I really want to trade this kid. Like, and like, it's nothing against him, but, you know, he's limping out there, and it's just unfortunate that, you know, we're trying to win a championship this year. This is a golden opportunity for us to win a championship, and we're worried about Darius Garland's health, and I'm like, I just can't wait for this kid to be right for Donovan Mitchell. I want to give Donovan Mitchell some help. I desperately want to trade Darius Garland. I like Jalen Tyson, by the way. That's my other point. Thank you.
I do, too. Thomas, thank you very much. See, and Dano, I have defended Darius.
So have I.
Since he got to the league. His rookie year wasn't good. Everybody's screaming, Cavs wasted a pick. And I said, nope, you got to give him time. You got to give him time. It's not that he can't play. He's a really good player. I mean, he's a really good NBA player. It gets back to, and it's not even a condemnation of anything that's going on here. It's this. The NBA is the league to trade superstars like they swap out shoes. It happens all the time. And if it doesn't work, teams change. I'm wondering, this is year number four of Donovan Mitchell here. How much more of a sample size do you need to think that maybe something needs to be done here? To not just a little tweak. I'll call DeAndre Hunter coming in last year a tweak. You going to roll with this for another year here? Because you're not going to roll with it for a fifth year. If the Cavs don't get out of the second round of the playoffs, they're not going to roll with it for a fifth year. Do you do it now? Do you do it at the trade deadline? Do you do something?
The problem is, if you look around the league, there are almost more point guards than there are teams.
That might be true.
Which is part of your problem. Is if you start looking around all over the place, and especially guys who are 6 foot, 6'1", somewhere in between there, the game of musical chairs is coming to a close, and there are really no chairs open. There are not many teams that you can point to right now and say, that team needs a point guard. The San Antonio Spurs were probably the last one we all had circle, and they went and made the move for De'Aaron Fox. And so that shut the door on them needing another point
guard. And they developed Stephon Castle, who's been outstanding.
Yeah, who's
second-year guy.
But that's the issue you're in the middle of with Darius Garland right now, is that you're paying him, which you should have, because he is a really good player and he makes your team better.
Well, and guys like Darius get paid in the NBA.
Right.
Guys of his caliber get paid.
He's really good. But now you're looking around going, okay, we might need to trade this guy. Well, Atlanta's looking at you going as well, going, well, we might need to trade Trae Young. And you've got the Hornets looking around going, well, we might want to move on from LaMelo Ball. I mean, the point guard market might be the only market that's truly saturated right now. And I don't know where the value is to get rid of Darius Garland for something that would be better for Darius Garland. Oh, and you can't make that move unless you bring in somebody who makes less money than Darius Garland does.
Which if you put all that together, Dan, is this. Do they think they need to just bust it up and take a different approach?
But you're not,
because the only way you trade Darius is if you think you need to bust it up, because if you can't bring back a guy making the same kind of money, you might not be getting the same kind of player.
Exactly.
Which means you're just giving it a completely different look, where maybe you start Lonzo Ball, even though you don't want to play him too many minutes because his knees are, you know, somebody else's.
Held together with duct tape, chewing gum, and twine.
And somebody else's ligaments.
Yeah.
And Porter gives you the exact same deal. Okay, scrappy as you know what, but he's a 6'1 guard. And he's probably best suited coming off the bench for energy.
Yeah, makes sense. I like him, though.
Could you play Jalen Tyson at point guard? Could you move Donovan and put the ball in his hands?
I love that idea.
Exactly. That's what they're dealing with right now. And because they're 15-13 and have lost, is it 7 of their last 10 games? Everybody's thinking it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Maybe it will. But I think it screams for patience and maybe a bold move.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.